listen again to a few words from Paul's letter to the Corinthians that Candace read. Jesus died for the sake of all, so that those who are alive should not live for themselves, but for the one who died for them and was raised. Because of this, the love of Christ controls us. From this point on, we won't recognize people by human standards, for if anyone is in Christ, that person is part of the new creation. God was reconciling the world to himself through Jesus by not counting people's sins against them. Do you hear that? Paul is saying, I think, what I've been trying to say from this pulpit all these years. I mean, to be clear, I'm not claiming to have come up with anything. I, if anything, am achieving an echo of what Paul says in this passage. But hear the good news. We, as followers of Christ, we don't see people the way others see people. Or maybe it would be better to say, as we follow Christ, as we continually hear in the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, as we continually hear of God's love for us, despite our imperfections, despite our brokenness, despite our flaws, and despite our self-centeredness, our self-obsession, our fears, what we call sin, as we follow Christ, as we continually hear God's love for us, despite our brokenness, we learn, we strive, we do our best to do what Paul says, to see others, to love others, to treat others in the same way that God has already loved us. We don't view other people by human standards. For if anyone is in Christ, that person is part of the new creation. And that leads us not toward casting out, not toward condemnation, not toward exclusion, but rather always, again and again, toward invitation, to welcome, to serving others, to caring for one another. Does this mean that brokenness, that doing wrong, that sin doesn't matter? Of course not. We are called to live as Christ did, loving all, seeking wholeness for all, seeking justice, seeking reconciliation with all, living completely towards others with grace. And anytime we fall short of that, anytime we are hateful or hurtful or unjust or divisive or self-focused to the detriment of others, we're falling short. And we have to repent, which literally means turn around and go the other way. We're called to a change of heart. The problem is, of course, sometimes, maybe even often, I'm afraid to say, the church, Jesus' followers, we do our best to convince ourselves that what Jesus wants us to do is what the world and our turned-in-on-self sides want to do. That's why we gather here, in God's presence, among God's people, to be reminded of what it is that matters, what is important, what it means when Jesus says to us, "Follow me." That's why I have loved this year's stewardship appeal theme, celebrating God's stories. Week by week, we have heard amazing, wonderful stories of God at work in the lives of members of our church family. From Pat Bennett, we heard that God provides a place for friendship, a place to serve others, for finding a place in God's love. From Julie Rourke, we heard that God provides a place to belong, a place where we take care of one another when life is difficult. From Chuck Gorgon, we heard that God provides us encouragement to trust God as we journey through life, a place where we can use our talents in the service of God's mission. From Larry Roan, we heard that God provides us with a church family. Family that brings us hope and joy, where we hear the good news as we gather for worship and as we journey through life. From Susan Draves, we heard that God provides a place to ask hard questions, challenge ourselves, wrestle with faith, and allow God to help us grow. And I'm not going to tell you what Sonia said because we're going to hear it in a minute. From Kate Baskwell, the brochure that was mailed out this week. If you didn't open it before today, go home and open it. We heard from Kate that God provides a safe place, free of judgment, welcoming, accepting of all people, a place to raise a family where even though we are all sometimes a hot mess, we can come together so that faith and love renew us for life. God is at work among us. That's what all these stories have told us. God is with us, strengthening us, enlightening us, renewing us, bringing us hope and peace and joy. God is changing us. God is moving us. And God is using us to bring these exact same gifts to other people. That makes me think of our mission statement, sharing God's grace, serving through love. How each half has a double meaning. Sharing God's grace. Here in this place, God shares grace with us. Acceptance, mercy, love. Shares it with us. And our mission is to share it with others. Serving through love. We are empowered here to serve one another and others through God's love for us. God's love for us makes it possible, and we serve others with that love flowing through us to others. The very same gift, all the gifts of God that are poured out upon us, are our mission to share those with others, celebrating God's stories. The amazing, marvelous, heartwarming, life-changing stories that we have been hearing. This is what God does for us. And through our discipleship, through our response, through our generosity, through our giving of ourselves, God uses us to create more opportunities, to create more stories for others to celebrate. Friends, this is the good news. God is with us, creating stories of hope and love and peace and joy.